Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Rain chances decrease later in the week, but it will be hot. Highs will be in the mid-80s, with lows in the mid-70s. Let's get things started in real estate. If you think the hot market in South Florida is limited to houses and condos, you haven't seen these 3 places for sale. Okay, they may need some fixing up. And they aren't exactly luxurious. But they do have a great water view. The federal government has put up for auction a trio of lighthouses that, Florida Keys Coral Reef. That means if you come up with the right price and you're not outbid, you could own one of the historic structures. The lighthouses were all built in the 19th century to help ships safely navigate the archipelago without crashing into the reef. Interested bidders should note that all 3 lighthouses are within the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. So no one should expect to turn them into condos or tiki bars. Bid applicants must pay a $5,000 registration deposit. The starting bid is $15,000. To participate in the online auction, go to realestatesales.gov. In food news, the international hit Sugar Factory has just opened another restaurant in the area, this one at the Aventura Mall. It comes just after it opened at Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami. Sugar Factory is known for its Instagrammable desserts and smoking cocktails curated by celebrities. The Aventura restaurant is a bit different than its Bayside cousin. It's bigger, and there's an indoor dining room that seats 100. There's also a 20-seat bar plus seating for 50 outside on the patio. A private pretty-in-pink dining room can handle 24 guests. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, fans of cult beauty brand Glossier should be happy. A permanent retail spot just opened in the Design District. Fans of this celeb fave may recall a pop-up in Wynwood in March 2019. Shop for all your girly goop, from skincare and makeup to fragrances and balms, in this cheery open space that celebrates our city's tropical meets Art Deco vibe. The shop is at 140 Northeast 39th Street in Miami. In traffic news, if you receive an email stating that you have to pay a ticket online because a camera caught you failing to stop at a red light, be careful, it could be a scam. Police departments in several South Florida cities have warned about this new scam and are asking victims to file a report. It explained that the false tickets have a photo similar to the traffic light camera ones and are sent with a text in large bold letters. The message warns that it is the last notice that will be sent and includes threats to suspend the driver's license. Apparently, the scammers are taking photos outside the homes of the vehicle's owners and then editing them. And finally, in entertainment news, Hamilton is South Florida bound again, and so is that old favorite Wicked. Broadway Across America has just announced its 2022-2023 season for the Adrian Arsht Center in Miami and the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale. And both seasons include a mix of South Florida premieres as well as popular favorites. The Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning Hamilton returns to the Broward Center this fall, while Wicked arrives in February of 2023 at the Arsht. In October, both performing arts centers will open their seasons with Six, a modern musical about 6 wives of Henry VIII. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.